This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Raise Your Game on Enterprise. I'm Christine Wong. Now, as a Malaysian, I spend a lot of my time in malls and in various shopping areas because that is our local pastime. And oftentimes, I'll see shoplots that change faces maybe every few months. Why is it that some retail businesses just can't quite find success? Today, I'm speaking to Jason Tay, a professional coach who specializes in talking about all things retail, to discuss some of the failures of retail. Right, first of all, thank you so much, Jason, for coming in and speaking to me.
Thank you, Christine, for inviting me.
All right, so first of all, why do you think the retail industry is finding so much difficulty?
Well, I think it will come into two aspects. The first is the culture. Then the second is the market. For the culture, you have to see most of the businesses or business owner when they start a business, by the guts of feeling, they grab the opportunity. However, they do not really plan the business very well. In business, if you don't plan the business very well, you are not planned to success. And also, a lot of this kind of me too behavior. So most of the startup business, when they come into, especially in retail business, they just like to copy and paste. When you copy someone's business, eventually you also copy the good and you also copy the bad. And that is my explanation about the culture.
I think that we found a lot of hopping on the bandwagon, especially now in this day and age of, you know, social media and the internet. You will find all these viral trends and then people will have really big dreams about like, oh, I'm going to hop on this trend. And they don't know how to actually plan for that to be a sustainable business, right?
Exactly. When everyone's coming to business, nobody going to tell them, hey, you have a checklist, you need to look at this and you need to have this. They just like, follow.
Yeah, so I guess that's kind of the point of today is to give people a little bit more of a checklist in a sense of what not to do. But before we get into that, what even is the definition of a successful retail business? I know it sounds like a simple question, right? But especially thinking about the present day where there's this oversaturation of so many different things in the retail industry, what actually defines a successful retail business?
From my experience, there we feel things that we need to be well aware. First thing is you need to plan your business. When you plan a business, especially in one thing very important is you need to be different. So what to be different is first thing is how you display yourself in the neighborhood or in the area.
Okay, so a successful business has to be unique first of all, right?
Yes.
Okay, what else?
You need to have a plan. You need to be unique. Okay, and you need to be customer focused. And you need to have a good products. Then the most important is coming into, you must have a very good financial planning also.
All right. Well, that would be what a successful business looks like. But we're here to talk today about what goes wrong, you know, what people miss. So you actually have a list of these 10 aspects that contribute to a retail business's failure. I'm just going to go through them really, really quickly, and then we'll kind of go into a bit more detail in a little bit.
Okay.
So you have, if you have no business plan, if you have no merchandising plan, no marketing plan, no social presence, no cash reserve, no financial indicators, no customer relationship management, not having a wow item, and not consistently scouting your competition, last but not least, no ad on sale opportunities. So first of all, how did you actually come up with this list?
I start my life in retail store. From the beginning as a promoter, then move up into a management level, then to run a retail business. All this is come from over past 15 years of experience and what I see, what makes a retail fail.
I think that's really important because sometimes you'll get people who will give a lot of advice without actually having been through the experience themselves. And especially for something that seems very simple retail, right? It's like, well, you go into things, you buy things, you sell things. It's great. But I think a lot of people don't understand that it is a little bit more complicated than that. And you have to actually see it firsthand in order to actually give any advice. So what is the most common thing that people seem to miss on this list?
It's the financial perspective. They do not have a cash reserve. They mismanage the company fund. They overspend. And the most important is they overexpand.
Can you give us a little bit more about that? Like, how would they overexpand?
In our methodology, your first thing is we have a knowledge called retail mathematics. For example, How do you know that you are ready for expansion? Do you have an indicator to tell you that you are already ready to go for a competition? That is the first thing to let you identify that you are ready to go expand and go for the large scale. And this will come back into the numbers that would tell you, especially first, is come back into your financial perspective. For example, you are making a very good profit and you save the money and you are ready to go, instead of you keep continuous to go and borrow more money and you are killing yourself because you have no idea whether that you are ready or not.
So it's kind of a matter of finding a financial place where you're quite steady so that you're not actually spending more than you earn, and also making sure that even after you've spent that money, you can earn it back or even earn more than that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. I mean, that concept sounds so simple. It sounds like really common sense. Obviously, if you're trying to make money, don't spend more money than you have, right? But why do you think retail business owners miss something as big as this?
Well, this comes back into just now what I share is about expansion, especially when you're choosing a location. Well, we all know retail is about location, location, location. But before you expand, you have not identified whether you have the right formula for you to choose a right location, or for whether you are ready for expand to have 2 to 3 or 5 more outlets. And that is the formula of your success.
I think a lot of this just goes back into organization, because a lot of these are just putting things into perspective of, okay, have an idea of where you're going to go and how you're going to get there. So for example, the first three are all planning. It's if you have no business plan, no merchandising plan, and no marketing plan, you have to have a plan for a business before you start a business. You have to have a plan for what you're going to sell and then how you're going to sell it. Then the next thing is no social presence. What exactly does that mean?
What I mean is we are in this current stage of internet. So your business must use internet marketing or internet as a part of your tools to promote yourself and to be different and let people know who are you and what you are doing.
So that is more about adapting to whatever is the latest form of communication to sell your brand, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
All right. Then the next things are like no cash reserve and no financial indicators. So first of all, to not have enough money to do things, right? And the next thing is to not have any milestones in a way to let you know that you're ready to move on to the next stage of your business. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm. Then you have no customer relationship management, which, again, I think a lot of people seem to miss out on, especially if you are a business owner and you're not really hands-on. You're not, for example, working very closely with your customer service staff. You might actually miss out on exactly how that relationship is being managed. And you might find out, for example, if you have many branches, maybe one branch is doing very well and the other branch is not doing so well, and it comes down to the customer service, for example, right? And then you also have not consistently scouting your competition, which I find really fascinating, because you would think that as a business owner, that would be one of your number one priorities, is to constantly be like, okay, who am I directly in competition with and how can I continue to make sure that my brand stands out the most? Why do you think people don't think about scouting the competition on a regular basis?
Well, as for this question, this has to come back into the first question I mentioned just now, is about the culture. As when you are in small and medium size, most business owners are very busy. So they are more busy on chasing the revenue, more busy on running the operation. They kind of don't have a very well aware to identify why your competitor is doing better than you. And so on. So they kind of lack on this aspect.
So again, it's because they're not necessarily hands-on in that whole retail experience that they kind of forget the small things. Even the small things like visit a competitor's shop once in a while just to see what they're doing and if you can learn from them. And the last item on the list is no add-on sale opportunities. So what does that mean and why is that important?
I think most of the retail business in our country, I can say 60% over, they are not having this kind of plan in their sales operation. Let me give you an example. When you walk into a McDonald's, after you make an order, they always give you an option that you want to go large, and any pie and fries. Or when you walk into a Starbucks, they always ask you, do you want to go large? Or any dessert or any cakes? It's very important because this comeback into our retail mathematics is to improve, to increase your average dollar transaction. By doing that, you are asking your customer to spend more because you spend so much money to get one customer come in, and you are not doing this because you let your customer go out with just only a single item that they just want in their mind.
In a way, it's kind of trying to get a customer to spend as much money as they can in the time frame that they're in your store.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Because the cost and the acquisition for a customer is very expensive. We are getting every 2 years, our rental is raised, the wages have been raised, and all the inflation coming in. If you don't doing this, you're spending a lot of money by looking for a new customers. But whereby when you get a new customer coming in, you're not asking them to spend more.
And then again, that ties back into customer relationship management.
Yes.
If you don't have a good customer relationship, then they're not going to want to stay in your outlet for so long, and then they won't spend more money, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, it's time for a short break now, but after that, I'll continue speaking to Jason Tay about the steps that one can take to avoid these pitfalls of retail failure. You're listening to Raise Your Game on BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
This is Raise Your Game on Enterprise. I'm Christine Wong. And before the break, I was speaking to Jason Tay all about the failures of retail. So things that retail businesses miss that contribute to their failure. However, now I'd like to look at the bright side of things. We've talked a lot about this 10 aspects that will contribute to a retail business's failure earlier on in the interview. However, I would like to now discuss what are the steps to filling in these blanks. So to just quickly go through the list again, it's if you have no business, merchandising or marketing plan, no social presence, no cash reserve, no financial indicators, no customer relationship management, not having a wow item, not consistently scouting your competition, and no add-on sale opportunities. So first of all, let's start at the very basic level. How do you create a business plan?
A simple business plan is not like a lot of people think from most of my clients. They have to think, oh, I need to have a PhD level or so professional kind of business plan. As simple as just only 5 to 10 pages. Because if you cannot come up a theory how to run your business from structure to operation and how to promote a sale or getting new customers, and even though how you survive for the next 3 years. So eventually you're not planning for success.
So what that does is basically just put something down on paper that is telling you exactly what you're going to structure this business as, what you're going to sell, everything, but also to plan for the long term, right? Not just be like, I'm going to start a business and I'm going to do this.
Yes.
And then that's the whole plan. That's not a plan.
The idea is just like you plan for a vacation.
Mm.
Either is a short vacation or either is a long vacation. So whether you plan it or not, you take your journey from the beginning until the end, or you just go by your feelings. Mm. It's the same journey and the same concept that running a business.
Right, I see. And obviously, you know, with the vacation kind of analogy, if you manage to plan from the beginning to the end, the likelihood of you losing all of your luggage is a lot less.
Yes.
Right. So, for example, so that's one thing. And then no social presence is, I guess, would be filled in with things like maybe hiring a social media manager or finding out, for example, even something as small as finding out which social media platform is the best thing for your product, right? So let's say, you know, you are a beauty business. You would use probably Instagram a lot because it's quite based on your visual aesthetic. Something like that. But how about things like no cash reserve and no financial indicators? What can you do in order to make sure that you have these things?
Well, coming into this no cash reserve and financial indicator, this also this have to link back into the business plan.
Mm.
Because you are not planning that and you do have no idea what kind of money or the budget that you need for the next 3 years or maybe 1 year. So doing this and without having this is a very huge difference. For example, when you want to start a business, you are very excited. Then after 10 months, you begin to realize there's no business. Then there's no more money left in your bank account. Then you start to go out and borrow more money because business is not moving forward accordingly.
Right. But if you had already planned for that and you had said something like, for example, okay, I have to hit this amount of profit by this date. Otherwise, you know, I know that this is going to be very difficult and I'm going to have to borrow money, et cetera, et cetera.
The one question coming in is, what if the business is not good as what you plan after 10 months?
And that's the kind of a basic level of just to be prepared for if that happens. Obviously, don't aim for that to happen.
Yes.
But just be aware of the possibility and to be prepared for if that happens.
Yes.
Right. You know, I find that really interesting because the thing about a lot of entrepreneurs, the kind of concept is that you're like really big risk takers and you go for it. And I think maybe that kind of mentality tends to blind you to being cautious as well. You know, you also have to have a little bit of yourself that's saying, okay, what if, I know I don't want this to happen, but what if the bad thing happens, right, as well?
Yeah.
I see. All right. And then you have customer relationship management, which, you know, I've talked a little bit about customer service on Raise Your Game before as well. And that really boils down to just getting down to the level of the people who are actually in your stores, I suppose, and making sure that they are presenting the brand in the way that you need them to present the brand, and making sure that your customers like the brand and want to stay and buy things from you. That's quite, I would say that's relatively straightforward, right?
Yeah.
And then not having a wow item. Now, why is not having a wow item so important?
Having a wow item is to make yourself unique. For example, let's take a case like a restaurant. You have a nasi goreng. I also have a nasi goreng. So what makes it different? And why you are saying it's so good? So if you are saying that you are so good on that particular services or product, so can you guarantee it?
So it's not just about having a specialty, but also making sure that the quality of that specialty item is consistent so that it continues to pull in more people, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I see. In regards to not scouting competition, again, it's a matter of just finding the time in your busy schedule to make sure that you get down to that level, go out and visit your competitors. But what about this no add-on sales opportunities? Because you gave a few examples earlier of like McDonald's and Starbucks kind of upselling their products, always saying, do you want some extra things or whatever? But how would you apply that to, let's say, like another industry business?
Well, this all can apply to any business. Besides a retail where, for example, that you are doing, you're selling a services, you also can add this method into your business.
Right. So let's say, for example, let's say I run a fashion outlet, right? You know, something where it's, I'm selling clothes. How would I apply that?
Yeah, you can ask the customer any accessories that you have to add. Mm. It will make you looks better.
Maybe sell an outfit instead of a single item of clothing.
Yes.
Maybe like that's, that could be the approach and say like, okay, these items here are like, this is your outfit for Easter and this is your outfit for New Year's and this is your outfit for Christmas, right? That kind of concept.
Yes, but just simple ask one or two more questions to the customers.
And then again, that's about getting to know your customers and getting that relationship as well, because your customers are not even going to talk to you about all these things if they don't have a good relationship with you as well. So you obviously coach a lot of businesses and help them to be successful. Could you give us an example of how you have managed to take one of these failures and turn that into a success?
Most of the cases come back into very common mistakes. Business start to losing revenue, then because you are losing focus on the customers. You are too focused on your own. The business owner themselves, they are too focused on their own agenda.
So would you say that out of all the things on that list, in a sense, would you say that out of all of them, that your customer relationship is one of the most important elements that could contribute to your failure?
Yeah, because where the business come from?
Mm.
You have to identify how satisfied is your customers.
I mean, in a sense, you know, if you have a plan for your business, for your merchandising, for your marketing, for your social presence, all of that, it won't even matter if you can't get the customers to stay.
Yeah.
I see. So would you say that would be the thing on the list that would contribute the most to retail success as well?
Yeah, one of the list.
Okay, what would you say is another item on the list that would be a big thing to think about for retail success?
Yeah, we mentioned before just now is the over-expansion.
Mm. just to make sure that, again, you know, you're always prepared for like the worst case scenario and that you're very, very sure that you're very steady and in a place where you can afford to expand. I think that is something that people don't really think about is the cost of expansion. They just want to grow and grow and grow. But in order to grow, you have to, you know, sacrifice as well, right?
Yes.
I see. All right. So, you know, if there was only one piece of advice that you could give to retail business owners that are struggling a little bit, what would you say is the best advice that you can give?
When everyone come to ask me about business advice, I always come with this question, why you want to start your business? Then how far you want to bring the business? So it's very important that a business owner themselves to have a life plan, how far that they want to bring the business. They either can have a 3-year plan and 5-year plans, but not to just only have a kind of feeling to run the business.
So to have a passion, but also to put that passion into a plan.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks, Jason, for all the retail-related advice. Hopefully, some of our listeners can turn that into running a really successful retail business. And I hope that people have learned a little bit more about this if they hadn't already known about this already. Unfortunately, that's all the time that we have. If you missed any of this interview, you can listen to our podcast on our BFM app, which is available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Christine Wong. This has been Raise Your Game on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.